Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's 6/3/2021. And oh, I'll tell you, you know, as I look here and look at the stuff that the Chinese are saying, it's just like so, the juxtaposition is just so weird, so strange. The times are crazy, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm telling you what, nevertheless, they are still really happening. So here we go. China, Hu Xingjian, the editor of the Global Times, said the number of China's nuclear warheads must reach the quantity that makes the U.S. elites shiver. He said we must be prepared for an intense showdown between China and the U.S., Hu wrote in a chilling op-ed for the Chinese state-run newspaper. In that scenario, a large number of Dongfeng 41, JL-2, and JL-3, both intercontinental-range submarine-launched ballistic missiles, will form the pillar of our strategic will. The number of Chinese nuclear warheads must reach the quantity that makes U.S. elites shiver should they entertain the idea of engaging in a military confrontation with China. Hostility is burning, Hu said. Intensifying U.S. strategic containment of China means it is important to keep rapidly increasing the number of nuclear warheads and strategic missiles. This is the cornerstone of China's strategic deterrence against the United States. U.S. hostility toward China is burning. No, it isn't. You own the President of the United States, allegedly. You gave his son $1.45 billion, allegedly. Yes, there are some that are not liking what China is doing, and I am one of those. Chinese President Xi Jinping has said he wants the country's military to be on par with the U.S. within the decade and to have overtaken its rival by 2049. Let me tell you something. They don't even have to wait that long, all right? Because the doors are open. The side door, the left door, the right door, the bottom door, the top door, you know, north, south, east, and west, and the space door and the sea door, all open, all open. But at the same time, within that frame of reference, what else do we have going on? Isn't it interesting? Isn't it interesting that the Red Chinese, and I was sent a thank you to my friend up there in the Maine Maniac area, where Kyle Bass, a wealthy Texan, is driving by looking at some properties in Texas, and he all of a sudden, he says, well, what the heck is that? And the guy driving him says, oh, well, that's the Morning Star Ranch. The Red Chinese Ranch outside of the U.S. Air Force Base, all right? And then when you say outside the U.S. Air Force Base, the Morning Star Ranch is owned by a Red Chinese PLA, People's Liberation Army general, owned by this PLA general, and he owns 130,000 acres or 200 square miles adjacent to the one of the largest U.S. Air Force bases for training, etc. Isn't it Lackland that it's adjacent to? Oh, I don't know. I may have the base wrong on that, but I'm going to tell you. Why are you allowing? Well, you know why. $1.45 billion to China Joe's boy. You know, ha, ha, ha. And they were getting ready back then to implement the yuan renminbi as the new reserve currency for the world, one of the new reserve currencies. Remember how it was going to be partially backed by gold? We talked to you about that, talked about that. Out of the blue came President Trump. Out of the blue came Trump, the bull in the China shop, okay, in the China shop. And he showed them a thing or two and scared the pants off of them a little bit. And he took it to them with the various things, and then they head back. They head back along with the Luciferian New World Order crowd. And I told you before, you see now, and incidentally, let's just say it straight. Why don't you arrest Fauci for crimes against humanity and the people in the different labs doing this gain of function, working with the Chinese Wuhan lab, the Bat Lady, and all of them? We've been telling you that for 2 years now almost. And now the press has just done it. And then now they parse it back and forth, and it was accidental. No, it wasn't. This is war. This is how war is fought. The Chinese, at the direction of either themselves or the banker elites in London, Zurich, New York, Rome, Paris, etc., Riyadh, Beijing, Shanghai, they have basically using the Chinese. You remember how David Rockefeller thought that the biggest, coolest thing was the Chinese, the new Chinese government and their growth and all the stuff and how they were magnificent, you see. You remember David Rockefeller stating that? I remember hearing him stating when he was at a book club, a book meeting or something. It was a special deal for a lot of books and stuff down in Florida, you know, at a one of their little conclaves. Now, I'm going to tell you, make no mistake, you cannot watch the paint dry. If nothing else, strike back and buy a can of Chunky Soup. Buy a can of Progresso Soup. I know that sounds silly. But you see, if you've got a red Chinese general owning the Morningstar Ranch, and incidentally, even Kyle Bass said, the Morningstar, well, that's Lucifer, and basically, and he's talking about how crooked the star is, how weirdly crooked the star is on the gate, the traditional Texas gate to the ranch. And the driver said, pull over and stop. Driver said, oh, no, they got cameras on here. I don't want to do that. Kyle Bass said, son, you're in Texas. There ain't going to not be nothing happen to you if I have you stop and I get out and look at this thing. So I'm going to tell you, hats off to Kyle Bass for broadcasting it loud, you know, and telling everybody about it, because it is just, it's incredible. Kyle Bass is he's the head of Hayman Capital and all of that. He's a billionaire. Bass family is one of the richest families in Texas. And, you know, it's just amazing. How can you allow the general of a red Chinese military own next to a large training base, a U.S. Air Force base, how can you allow them to own 200 square miles under the guise of putting up windmills, okay, putting up wind turbines? Now, the area where they're putting the wind turbines there, on the scale of 10 being the best, most, you know, reoccurring and favorable speed of winds to place a turbine, in other words, where you gain the most usage out of a wind turbine, is in a windy area. On a scale of 10 being the windy area where it'd be the best place to put your wind turbines, Bass says this only rates about a 2 or 3. So it's not your most likely place to place a wind turbine unless you want to have those wind turbines have access to the Texas grid. Now, along the same line, we're being taken over, and then at the same time, they're developing their nukes and all their stuff. But they've got the cargo ships, they've got the container ships, Hutchison, Whampoa, all that. You got 40 ships now that are off the backlog. The West Coast ports are all backlogged since last November. Now you have 40 ships stacked up all along the West Coast being delayed from offloading whatever. Now, what I got a question about is how many of those might hold, or, you know, the next few of them that come in, how many of them are going to hold Red Chinese soldiers? Or Red Chinese restaurant workers, okay? Red Chinese warehouse workers in some of their warehouses they own on the West Coast, or at the Long Beach Port Facility, or wherever it might be. And now they're putting them in up there by Kamano Island and Whidbey Island off of Washington State. Hello to the Bellevue kitten. So anyway, the Chinese are already in the midst of taking over. We talked about the loony balloons. Oh, well, they've disassociated themselves. The Raven Corporation or whatever, allegedly up there in South Dakota. They're the ones that, oh, they're developing the loony balloons and all of that. Well, they got about four of them up there by Sioux Falls and all those different places up in there on the borders of Minnesota, Montana, South Dakota, North Dakota, all of that. That just also happens to be in Montana, North Dakota, and up in there, that happens to be the place where a large portion of our missile silos still exist. Missile silos with nuclear warheads. And incidentally, didn't we test one 2 weeks ago? And without the warhead, of course, but didn't we try to test fire one of those out of the missile silo? And it would not work? Do you think it may not work because there are loony balloons up above you? And that allegedly, this corporation allegedly, oh, it's just making them for the Pentagon now. Well, yeah, are they just making for the Pentagon now? Is that because the Red Chinese are just using our money to pay for it, and they don't have to pay for it anymore? And that they consider themselves being the bankers that hold the notes on the United States, that they just consider themselves owners of this country already, along with the banks in London, you see. The Rothschild banks, all the international banks, the Rothschild, Rockefellers, all of them, plus the royal families. You cannot get caught watching the paint dry. You've got to prepare. Well, Hawk, you say that every time nothing happens. Well, you got insurance on your house? You got insurance on your car? You got life insurance? Well, there you go. I'd like to make sure I have insurance that I could live and wait to see the glory of the coming of the Lord. I'm going to stand in the gap. Are you? It's interesting. I went to the grocery this morning. And I was there. I was trying to pick up a little bit of meat, extra meat, just a little bit to put in a freezer. And, getting a little bit, whatever I could get. And I was just there. And so I was also going to buy some barbecue chips because I like chips. So I'm in the chip aisle, and I'm looking for something. I don't see it. And this guy says, he's got a little handheld computer. He says, may I help you? I said, well, who are you? He said, I'm the Frito-Lay guy. And I was looking for, I said, well, where's the Lay's barbecue chips in the big bag? You know? Oh, he said, well, they're right over there. I said, oh, okay. And so he said, well, why are you buying, you buying a lot of meat? I said, yeah. If you don't buy any meat now, you're going to see 30-40% increase here before too long. So it might be good to get you a few extra things of ground chuck or a chuck steak or whatever it is you want, some pork chops or whatever. So he said, are you one of those that puts back? I said, you doggone right. I said, sir, if you don't have a year, 2 years, 3 years, three and a half years for the Bible of the Great Tribulation, if you do not have enough food and stored at home to eat, you better cash in part of your 401k and buy you some. Oh, well, you're scaring me. I said, well, that somebody should scare you. Maybe the Lord put me here to tell you this right now. I said, well, I do have some neighbors and a lot of friends that talk about how they've got some food. But he said, my neighbor's got about 6 months worth. But he said, that won't last him long. I said, well, do you have 6 months worth? No. I said, well, maybe you should get 6 months worth too, or a year, or 2 years. Well, he said, well, you know, it looks like it's going wild. So this guy starts in telling me about the stealing of the election. He starts in to tell me about how Biden, it looks like Biden, you know, is siding with and is weak and everything. I said, well, why do you think he's weak on the Chinese? Well, I said, well, didn't they give his son $1.45 billion? Well, that was, you know, that was last year, wasn't it? I said, yeah, but could you be bought for $1.545 billion? Could almost every politician in the world be bought for $1.45 billion? Well, I guess they could. Then I said, then I'm here to tell you that you'd better watch out because they're destroying this and don't get caught watching the paint dry. So that was just a time where the Lord told me, talk to this guy. This guy needs, he said, well, you're scaring me now. I said, good, you're scared. You better go and you better buy some food while you're here and take it on home before the Red Chinese take over the Frito-Lay plant down in Texas just to supply their rancho down there, the Morning Star Lucy Ranch. And that's the other thing, people, you got to understand that this stuff starts with Lucifer the Lightbringer. But see, people don't even allow for the fact that there is a devil, or there is a Satan, there is a Lucifer, all right, as his people call him. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, and you talk about something that was some thing, some entity that was powerful. A cherubim in heaven, he leads the rebellion. Archangel Michael, who tapped me to work for the Lord Jesus, Archangel Michael and the other, all the other archangels had to fight him. That's already gone down. Satan was already thrown. Lucifer was thrown down. That doesn't mean that there's not going to be a war against the 200 million at Armageddon. But the whole world is now being organized, and it's not just the United States. Do you see that Bibi Netanyahu is getting thrown out, okay? Do you see in Europe all of the riots and all of the stuff taking place in all their big cities? Do you see the fact that the Russians now have dumped all the dollar assets? The Chinese have been dumping our treasuries, and guess what they're doing? They're saying, hey, I've got all these U.S. Treasury bonds, bills, etc. I'm going to buy a ranch in Texas. Oh, okay. Well, where's your... You know, well, I don't need anything. I'll just here, cash in these right here, and I own the ranch free and clear. And it's owned by a red Chinese general. I'm going to tell you what, Governor Abbott, you better send three Texas Rangers, who know about the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, all right? Better send three Texas Rangers out there to handle this general and his crew, because guess what? They're putting a 10,000-foot runway there, 10,000-feet runway. Well, then you can bring in all of those brand-new stealth bombers. You can bring in the air tankers. You could bring in, what they have assistance, with the Russian transport planes, you know. Because it is not just Russia, or it's not just China, it's not just Iran. And incidentally, the Israelis are already, Netanyahu's crew and the Mossad and the Seirat Maktal, okay, that's the tip of the spear of the IDF. They took out the Iranian ship. They're blowing the power up. Refineries and oil refineries, they're blowing the different places where they've got the nuclear material refining systems, stuff to produce, the stuff to put in the nukes. The nuclear material itself, they're slowing that down. And meanwhile, what's going on? The powers that be are taking out Netanyahu. They took out Trump. This is going on worldwide. They took out stuff in Australia because the Chinese then wanted it to happen. The Chinese are being utilized, the Russians are being utilized by Lucifer to make things go down. Although the Russians, surprisingly, in some respects, might still have more of a belief, at least in Jesus, or at least in the Orthodox, Russian Orthodox religions, all right, than the rest of the world. And then do you remember when it talk about the southern border of Mexico? With Mexico. Do you remember when I told you back, this was way back in 2004, 2005, do you remember I told you about this guy who was like a number two or three guy in China at the time, and how he went to Mexico and spoke before all of the big Mexican 36 familias, the cartels, Alemane, all of the different people that are in Mexico in the power structure. And he said, wouldn't it be nice? He said it in Spanish at the time, as I recall. And this was a Chinese guy, politician. He's having the meeting, and everybody was all excited he was there. And he's saying, wouldn't it be nice if you could get rid of the Los Yankees, you know, the big Yankees who try to tell you what to do with every turn. Wouldn't it be nice? You could side with us. Well, it wasn't too long after that that the port of Lázaro Cárdenas was basically bought by the Chinese, and they started pouring container ships into Mexico. They started putting money in there. We started telling you about red Chinese military officers and people and NACOMs enlisted being in China and being housed in housing in gated communities not far from some of the Los Montanas, the mountains, and how they were there and how there were trucks, UN white trucks, going across the border with full loads of groceries out of Texas, and the truck drivers tipped Brother Steve Quayle off back then, and then I arranged to have an old Texas buddy send somebody down below the borderline to check it out. And you remember, I reported back then in 2000, I think that was 2005, okay? 2005. Reported that we found the Chinese troops in real nice new subdivision. Chinese officers and stuff with 3-bedroom, 2-bath suburban houses, you know, 4-bedroom, you know, 3-bath suburban houses with garages and carports and nice streets, and then a gated, locked gates up there who not only had their security, but the Federales of Mexico. Well, guess who the guy was who made the big speech to all the Mexican hierarchy? Xi Jinping, prior to him becoming the president of China, and prior to becoming the prime minister, all right? So this was back when he's number three, number four in the hierarchy, okay? And he went to prepare the ground. And if nothing else, if you don't see it, as Biden spends trillions, he's borrowing that from the red Chinese, who just print their own money, all right? And then because then Biden gave them back the manufacturing and gave them back this thing by taking off the Trump systems and the Trump programs, and then also now to take out the taxation and all of the different things, you're going to allow corporations or force them by putting higher corporate tax in the U.S., you're going to force the money to move back to China to put more factories to send more in here. And meanwhile, Russia, who you're saying is the bad guy, you just handed them the oil and natural gas business. And okayed their Nord Stream 2 pipeline, took your sanctions off that in Europe. And meanwhile, we were trying to develop liquid natural gas transports and facilities and stuff to ship that, and plus oil to ship it to Europe. So you see, this thing all comes around full circle. And even this guy, the Frito-Lay guy, who is a nice man, he's just working hard, and he had not heard about the hack on the big JBS meatpacking distribution systems. And then, you know, we've got that, so we've got the Colonial Pipeline, we've got the JBS, we've got the Massachusetts Ferry Transportation Authority, the MTA, the ferry system, being hacked up. But, you know, we've also, over the years, this has been going on, going for some time. The power plants and stuff. Do you not think that a certain aspect of that didn't take place in February in Texas? When people started getting $10,000 bills for the month? This is how warfare is. This is how they do it. Do you see? There is no water on the West Coast, no water in California, Washington State, Oregon, California, Utah, parts of Montana, Idaho, okay, the whole West. What do we get from the West? A large portion of the fruits, vegetables, nuts, okay, the lettuce, the citrus fruits, the apples and stuff, okay, from Oregon, Washington. All of the grain. There's grain up there too. All right. All of that's being destroyed. They already, with the Fukushima hit, destroyed a large portion of the sea life in the Pacific Ocean. You see how this is all about food, transportation. And yes, I agree there, brother. Brother A.W. All right. It is a planned deal. It is a destruction. It is a takeover. Now, McDonald's is trying artificial intelligence drive-through system. Well, I guess there goes all the McDonald's workers who wanted the $15 an hour. You see, this is on 1,000 fronts, 1,000 cuts. And let me tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And if you've listened to Matthew 24 and Luke 21, then you know that the answer to that is Matthew 25, to be prepared to have your lamp and your lamp oil. Get your Dietz lanterns, your Petromax lanterns. Get the lamp oil. You can use olive oil to light them. But there's other lamp oil that I would prefer, and I'd like for you to have a lot of olive oil, too, as a triple backup, but also for your own use for cooking, etc. EU unveils digital ID, they say. Well, of course. You got to have a Vax card now to get a job or to fly in a plane or to go to the beach without your mask. Well, I'm going to tell you what, I keep wearing my mask a little bit to try to protect from the spreading and the shedding of the spike proteins from the vaxxed people, the people who have taken the vaccine. So let's arrest Fauci and all of those people and Bob with the Wuhan lab and the gain of function that helped to create a bioweapon. And if you look in the emails, now they're tossing that around and parsing this back and forth. And, well, he didn't say that. And there's no direct evidence. We've known this crap on this radio station or radio show. We've known it since what? First talked about a weird flu in December of 2019. Then it transferred into it. Then I subsequently found out in January about the 5K, the 5G being turned on in Wuhan, as well as the special operations games. I put 2 and 2 and 3 and 4 together, and I told you exactly what. And that pretty much has come down the pike. The Indian researchers way back when and others took the actual virus, broke it down, and said, hey, here's the components. Fauci got the email from the guy saying, well, here is the exact sequence of events that took place to create this bioweapon, this particular COVID-19. And there were insertions of two separate parts, if you read it, two separate parts of the HIV virus, which Fauci is just wonderfully involved, you know? Wonderfully involved, you see? And consequently, I mean, it's just like, I mean, staring everybody right in the face. Some people are getting it, you know, some are getting it. Some people are getting it. Now, what about all these drones, you know? Remember in the Trump administration, they had Chinese drones. Not only the ones that are military drones, but the regular drones flying that you people were buying all over the United States, and U.S. service people were buying them, flying them around, you know, at their on the base or in different places just for the heck of it, you know, that they basically banned these all these different drones from coming in on the import. Now the Beijing, rich China jewel, the $10 or $12 a gallon, man, you better eat cicadas, boy, as fast as you can. $1.45 billion to Hunter, the Hunter, you see. He is okaying now that the drones be back up. At the same time, last month, we have the Chinese, basically the modified drone in Maricopa County that was first spotted near the complex of fuel tanks. Oh, just west of runway 12 at U.S. Air Force's Davis-Monthan Air Force Base. This is well within the Class C airspace that surrounds Davis-Monthan, as well as the Tucson International Airport, and is very close to the fence line surrounding the base. Oh, we got drones up, modified Chinese drones, up over the fence line or close to the fence line of Davis-Monthan, eyeballing the fuel tanks. Well, I got a report from somebody this afternoon. Deep background, signal intelligence, they're telling me that they've been watching and they spotted a drone. And what they've been trying to tell you through me is that at a certain point in time, the drones, the Chinese, the loony balloon drones, the loony balloons, which are an engine attached to the platform 24, 25 foot long with the balloons up above that's got an ionic engine, every kind of antenna, every kind of camera, video, whatever, they can read the your initials on your wedding ring if you took it off and held it up, you see, from outer space or from a high altitude. Well, the loony balloons, you see up there around all of that, the loony balloons are A-OK now too, are they not? And they're up over the area where all of the silos are at, which just happens to be where the Pentagon has got them. Well, they're also up there, but here's the information. We told you they do not have to have the transponders. So when you go to look for them now on the stuff, which shows different objects at different altitudes, etc., aircraft and things, they no longer show up because Beijing has made sure they don't have to transpond anymore. Plus, they're also taking them where? They're taking them up 78,000 feet, where one turned on today at about 78,500 and was detected, because I know, because I got somebody who watches them all the time, among doing other things and listening to other stuff going on in the world. So they're up there, and there's probably four or five of them up there around South Dakota, North Dakota, you know, Minnesota. There's a whole spread of them up in the air up there. And then we got the one down in Tucson, which is not far from the old border, you know. And then the police helicopters. Police helicopters try to chase them, you see, as they come into Maricopa County and stuff to the north. And by golly, the police helicopters, which are pretty good helicopters, they can't even catch up with them. They're dodging them, you know, jumping this way, that way, going up and the other, speeding up along, you know, very lot faster deal. So they've got, you know, statements from the FBI, of course, fiddle with the boys, you know, all them guys. But I guess the Pentagon report clears use of drones made by top Chinese manufacturer. Okay. You see what the $1.45 billion buys, all right? You see what that buys, you see? You see what that buys. So I'm going to tell you. The Red Chinese may not have to use the nukes, but if they've got them, they can use them. They do have some already right now, and they do have some hypersonic capabilities. They do have some out of their submarines. They do not have to surface. They can launch them. We were telling you that for years, and the Pentagon said, well, they don't have the capability of, they've got to bump up, and, you know, they're way back behind it. No, they're not. Bill Clinton gave them everything the U.S. had. Let the scientists, Chinese scientists, run around Lawrence Livermore. The Russians trade them stuff. The Russians trade them oil and natural gas for things. All right? The Chinese trade certain things and money and usage of things to the Russians. They have a deal. The Russians agreed to accept yuan for trades rather than dollars on oil and gas, all right? Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, they may have taken us and not ever fired a shot, but they can still take out. They can still take out the power grid. And if push comes to shove, if you've got gasoline pipelines and diesel pipeline, plus large tank storage of same, Colonial Pipeline, you take out that, you take out the JBS, the beef and pull and pork, you know, distribution systems. 20% of the pork supply or of the beef and pork supply distributed to stores in the United States comes from the JBS and also in Australia. Well, China's got a little problem with Australia. China just wants Australia for their gold and all their mines and their, you know, their all their stuff, plus their ranches and things too. So when Australia kicked back against the Red Chinese, well, then the Chinese stopped, they boycotted sending certain things and all the different stuff, and, you know, there's a fight there. Well, then anything, they're going to want to take the Australians over. Meanwhile, Australia is one of the hardcore lockdown, using the cops to bust everybody for no mask or this, that, or the other with regard to the COVID. If you took one step outside your home and you didn't have the pass from the principal after school or whatever, you know, to be there, well, then you got knocked down on the ground, you know, handcuffed. Plus, they already took away the guns in Australia, didn't they? Well, let me tell you what. They're going to come for them here. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep old Hawk in the air, banging the drum, hitting Lucifer in the mouth with the, you know, the ball bat? And incidentally, I use the Louisville Slugger, you know? I'm not using the metal Fungu bat or whatever it is, those that are made. I use the old Louisville Slugger. You want to keep Hawk on the air, and it's most needed and necessary. If you can, help me out. Anything can be sent, a card, nice letter. You can put something in it, Federal Reserve notes, a bit of silver, a bit of gold, whatever it might be, a silver quarter. You know, ounce of silver, silver dollar, that kind of stuff. And God bless those who do, because you're keeping Hawk in the game. It's been 17 years. We've done some good. Many of you are much more prepared than you were. You have somebody out here that is saying the stuff that needs to be said and going to the point where a lot of times they've tried to kill me. Just like Brother Quayle, they've tried to kill Brother Quayle a number of times. One of my friends of the show, they walk across the street and they blew a manhole cover within 6 inches of his ear, okay, of his head. Riding public transportation, and all of a sudden, demolition derby drivers try to run the private transportation off the road, or driving in the car with the spouse and demolition derby drivers on at least 10 to 12 times that I'm aware of try to run them off the road into the ditch. The time I was on Brother Quayle with him on the phone on my back patio cooking a burger or whatever I was doing, and all of a sudden I heard the crack, okay? And I jumped. Because it was close. It wasn't from a long distance away. It was not that far away, and I jumped, and I literally jumped with my cell phone in my hand and laid out flat and sprawled on the concrete patio. And I said, Brother Quayle, did you hear that? He said, I heard something. What's going on? I said, I had to jump. They missed. And then after that, boom, there was a huge boom. And I knew that probably the MMV probably zapped somebody from up above in their craft when we had Overwatch. And God bless them for doing that. And they zapped whoever it was trying to take me out. But boy, I'll tell you what, that's allegedly. I have no knowledge about it. But I went up actually to look. There was no grease spots anywhere up in there. All right? You know, a few hours later. So it must have been, you know, whoosh. And then gone. Instant. Instant, you know. Displacement of matter, so to speak. Like Star Trek or Star Wars, right? Anyway. Anything that is possible you can send, you can reach me at Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may the Lord Jesus bless you and protect you. And return whatever it is you can send 10,000-fold back to you. All right? You can also reach me at RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com. RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com. And hello out there to my brother from Mesa, Arizona. God bless you. And to all the good people all around the country. Oh, I've got a question out for the beekeepers in South Carolina. Have you seen any of those UN vehicles on either trucks, you know, flatbeds, or driving around, the United Nations white vehicles in South Carolina that have been reported in, I believe, the Mount Pleasant, South Carolina area? But have you seen them anywhere along the coast or anything? To my beekeeper friends, and God bless you. Let me know. And if you're back to looking around, you need to take a look around your area. Tell me if you see anything going on. Are the Red Chinese buying the oil leases up? Are the Red Chinese being seen around the stores, you know, groups of young men or something, you know? Are you seeing any influx of people buying farms or ranches? Or perhaps in Ohio or in Indiana, buying the, you know, little Fonzie drugstores and little gasoline gas stations and little 7-Elevens and stuff around the college campuses of the mid-sized city-type universities and things like that. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you another thing. If you're wanting to know some real good information about what's coming and what's already happening, not just what's coming, what's already happening, you better sign up for Steve Quayle's Extinction Protocols. The streaming is going to be, I believe, the 10th and 11th of June. So go to stevequayle.com, click on the banner, go to Gen6, G-E-N-6, S-I-X, .com, click on that. But you can go to stevequayle.com, you can click on the banner, or you can call Steve's office. You'll talk to Steve or son Tyler or Daryl, who's been his capable manager for years. 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. And you tell them Old Hawk sent you. Get signed up for that. Or you can order, pre-order the DVDs. So you can see the presentations and have them. But you got to get the information so you can tell your families. And this guy this morning who I talked to and I tried to alert, he says, well, we just run this out of our mind. We kind of know some of this stuff, but I don't ever want to look at it because I'm too afraid. Well, you see, the afraid portion, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you what the afraid portion needs to be. You need to repent of your sins, ask Lord Jesus to come into your life to be your Savior, and to come into your heart. And if you do that and you're sincere, then he'll start to wash you clean. He'll start to show you and help you to do the right things and to expand in the faith of, you know, God and to do the right stuff and to start to remove the residues and the toxicities of the sin that has been taking place over a long period of time. And if you do that and you've been sincere and you have the Lord Jesus come in your heart to be your Savior, you're going to have everlasting life with Him in heaven. If you lose your life on this planet, and the more you know you're with the true CIC and He's with you, then the less fear you have. Oh, you can still have that instinctual fear, that adrenaline rush when somebody comes at you and is trying to attack you. And when you got up to ready and you quick draw McGraw, or you parry the thrust and take the thrust back on them, or you come in and you grab the head of the snake and get his knife, flip him down, turn it on him, and make sure he don't ever give you that anymore, you know? Or you go to them and you judo throw them down and you put their boot on their neck for a change, you see? If they're coming at you, you better be able and willing to defend your family. This is not about the gossip in the neighborhood, although they'll kill you. The gossips and all the backbiters and all of those people will kill you because they're working against you. But the Lord Jesus, if you're with him and he's with you, then you're going to start as that relationship grows and you stay and you read the word. And you read the word of the Holy Bible, you see. And you get better and better and better immersion there. The more understanding, the more you're in the word, the more that you're with him, then you're starting to feel less anxious. And as you prepare, as he's told you to do, in Matthew 25, the parable of the wise and foolish virgins. The lamps, the lamp oil, and the wicks. And what Jesus says, when the foolish virgins who finally come back with lamp oil come in, the door to the marriage is shut. And they say, Lord, Lord, open the door to us. And he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, I know ye not. You got to prepare. Brother Quayle also has got all kind of stuff. Talk to them when you're there. If you need like real good night vision, or if you want some silver or gold or, you know, platinum or palladium or whatever it is, you can get that. They've got the books. Steve's got these books. If you can do nothing else, you can give your children books. What happens when the power grid goes down and your computers go on the kablooey, you see? You can have localized networks, and some people are doing that. That's good, all right? You better keep some of them in your Faraday cage or in your galvanized garbage cans, you know? Then you'll have some of the items ready to go to where you can have your own local computerized network, you know, if you've got them still there. By local computerized network, I'm talking about your own computer working and you being able to not go up on the internet, because the internet probably be down. Will be down, all right? But you'd better have dictionaries and encyclopedias and history books and plain geometry books and algebra books and, you know, history of the world and, you know, botany books, biology books, first aid books, how to butcher hogs, how to clean and butcher a deer, you see, or a cow. Gray's Anatomy, how to do, you know, surgery, you know, in battlefield conditions. First aid, all the different stuff that you need to know. For some people out there, you may need to keep and preserve some of the things that say, well, how do we make, ink for a pen? How do we make a pen? How do we make a pencil, you see? Well, what about, oil cleaners, oil filters and air filters for a car down the road, you know? How do you tune up a car? How do you get it started? How do you fix it? Well, we're not going to have no gasoline. No, but you could have alcohol can be a gas too. Alcohol can be a gas too. I believe it's David Bloom, isn't it? The permaculture and the stuff where you use the alcohol to be able to drive a vehicle. You got flex fuel vehicles. You got some alterations you can do to older vehicles or some of the newer ones. You know, there are certain high performance engine stuff that are not going to run properly on it because it'll blow stuff out. But I'm telling you, alcohol can be a gas too, all right, as well. You can learn how to do it with the still. You can use that for transportation of farm vehicles, etc. Legally, you could do that right now. You apply for the permit, you can do it. You apply for the permit. And if you blend it with a little bit of gasoline on your farm, you can use the alcohol with that to power your farm truck, all right? Get you down the road. So we got to be not watching the paint dry. We got to be active. And the first activity is always to get right with the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. Now, these quakes and volcanoes all over. You got, what is it, Loihai in the Big Island of Hawaii is shaking the heck out of the Big Island. You got Mount Etna blowing. You got all the volcanoes, the one in Iceland, and all kind of volcanoes blowing everywhere. This is right out of Matthew 24, Luke 21, you know. Wars, rumors of wars, nation rise against nation, you know. Famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. It's already ongoing, so that means, according to Lord Jesus, we're already in the beginning of sorrows and the worst is going to come. So I don't know. You got the Red Chinese owning a president, it looks like to me, and they're allowing them to put in a 10,000-foot runway on the Morningstar Ranch owned by allegedly a Chinese military general? Not X, McCurrent. How do you allow them to move in next to a large Texas Air Force base? And then on the missile silos is the reason they did not work, because one of them loony balloons allegedly might have used an electromagnetic pulse, all right, of some sort, a frequency weapon, to maybe to turn off or to foil the launch of the ICBM missile out of a silo. And then, at the same time, you see, just as Brother Quayle is talking about, you know, they are getting ready to bring the aliens in, are they not? Don't go into their Luciferian knife out of fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for the Bill of Rights. The drought ravages all of the West Coast. Lord Jesus, we come. Okay, good rain to all those in Utah, Idaho, Montana, Washington, Oregon, California, all here. And next week, I know you've been a mighty man of Weapon of Valor. But Lizzie, Pickle, the three horses, damn. Thinking of who I'm looking after, I am the after.